وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون.
And once the king said, I have dreamt that there are seven fat cows and seven lean cows are devouring them, and there are seven fresh green ears of corn and seven others dry and withered. My nobles, tell me what is the interpretation of this dream, if you are well versed in the interpretation of dreams. And once the king said, omitting a few years of Joseph's life in prison, peace be upon him, the thread of the narrative is picked up again. It is connected with the stage which marks the worldly rise of Joseph. Peace be upon him. Tell me what is the interpretation of this dream, if you are well versed in the interpretation of dreams. According to the Bible and the Talmud, the king was greatly disturbed by his dreams. By a public declaration, he invited all the wise men and magicians of his realm and placed the matter before them.
قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين.
They said, these are confused dreams, and we do not know the interpretation of such dreams.
وقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون.
Then of the two prisoners, the one who had been set free now remembered after the lapse of a long period what Joseph, peace be upon him, had said. He said, I will tell you the interpretation of this dream. Just send me to Joseph in prison. He said, I will tell you the interpretation of this dream. Just send me to Joseph in prison. The Quranic account here is quite brief. The Bible and the Talmud, however, mention some details, details which conform to common sense. According to the information made available by the Bible and Talmud, the chief butler provided relevant information about Joseph, peace be upon him, to the king. The butler also mentioned that Joseph, peace be upon him, had rightly interpreted his own dream as well as the dreams of his fellow prisoners during the period of their imprisonment. He also sought the king's permission to go and see Joseph, peace be upon him, and ask him the true meaning of the king's dreams.
Yusuf, أيها الصديق, أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون.
Then he went to Joseph, peace be upon him, and said to him, Joseph, peace be upon him, O truthfulness incarnate, tell me the true meaning of the dream in which seven fat cows are devoured by seven lean ones, and there are seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry and withered, so that I may return to the people and they may learn. Then he went to Joseph, peace be upon him, and said to him, Joseph, peace be upon him, O truthfulness incarnate. In Arabic usage, the word Siddiq, which occurs in this verse, denotes the highest degree of truthfulness and veracity. The use of the word shows how deeply that person had been influenced by Joseph's character, peace be upon him. The impression seems to have been a very profound one, since it endured for a very long time. And there are seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry and withered, so that I may return to the people and they may learn. One of the two prisoners asked Joseph, peace be upon him, to interpret the dream in order that his true worth might be recognized and so that it might be also realized that a big mistake had been committed by having a person of his standing imprisoned. Thus, he thought, would also enable him to fulfill the promise he had made to Joseph, peace be upon him, in prison.
قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فَمَا حَصَدتُّمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ.
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, "You shall cultivate consecutively for 7 years. Leave in the ear all that you have harvested, except the little out of which you may eat.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبْعٌ شِدَادٌ يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْصِنُونَ.
Then there will follow 7 years of great hardship, in which you will eat up all you have stored earlier, except the little that you may set aside.
ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسُ وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ.
Then there will come a year when people will be helped by plenty of rain, and they will press grapes. The actual word yasirun used in the Quran literally means they press out or squeeze out something, for example grapes, olives, etc. The mention of pressing suggests the verdure and prosperity which would follow the famine as a result of rainfall and the rise in the water level of the Nile. When the land would receive enough rainfall, there would be a luxuriant growth of oil seeds and fruits, both juicy and dry. Also, the cattle would yield more milk as a result of the good quality fodder available to them. Joseph, peace be upon him, did not confine himself to interpreting the king's dream. He also suggested to him to take precautionary measures against famine during the years of prosperity, the steps that ought to be taken to store the grain. Moreover, Joseph, peace be upon him, foretold that the days of famine would be followed by those of prosperity. He prophesied this even though there was no hint of it in the king's dream.